Retail sales are expected to rise moderately this holiday season.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I again enjoyed too much turkey and stuffing and other goodies this year. Maybe next year I'll start observing my diet. Black Friday and Christmas sales, which have been going on for real since October, are moving into even higher gear, if that can be imagined. Consumers have increased spending well above the deep well it fell into back in April. Consumer expenditures have also increased in the last couple of months. However, it is still 2% below its last year's level. Automobiles are one of the biggest ticket items that consumers purchase. Car sales, which are running at around 17 million at annual rates, dropped to 9 million in April, well below the Great Recession's worst. The number has recovered to 16 million. A significant improvement over April, however, still well below last year's level. Consumers have increased their spending on non-durable goods, items that usually don't last beyond a year, particularly in grocery shopping, which is up 9% above last year's level. It should be noted that during March and April, this number spiked to 30%. I guess that was the only way to get out of the house back then, legally. Consumer sentiment index dropped slightly in November to 77. It never recovered anywhere close to 101, which it reached back in February. According to the University of Michigan, the drop in optimism of late has been due to the resurgence of COVID infections. The fact that election impacted optimism along party lines was expected. The interesting part was that Republicans participating in the survey reported a large drop in their optimism, while Democrats reported just a small increase in theirs. The steep rise in COVID infection had a more significant impact on Democrats, as more than half of them reported that the coronavirus had changed their lives to a great extent, compared with just a third of the Republicans. According to the University of Michigan, in the months ahead, if infection rates rises as anticipated, further declines in optimism are likely. However, the anticipated declines will be tempered as multiple vaccines are very likely to be approved in weeks, with even more potential vaccines already in the pipeline. For the first time, an end to this national tragedy has become visible on the horizon. While some associations' forecasts are expecting significant increases in retail sales appear to be over-optimistic, most independent forecasters expect sales for this holiday season to increase between 1 to 3% above their last year's level. And this is despite the expectation of worsening COVID infections. And that is because consumers can now imagine the real possibility of living in an environment close to what we used to call normal. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.